Thank you. Good evening to you guys. So truthful is what my brother just said. Fellowship is very important, and you know, when we are distance ourselves from it, it can really make some what's the word looking for? Confusion, or it works some type of distance. You're just not who you are. But as long as it's for a good cause, and you guys are busy and doing all the things. It is what it is, and another thing is I think I just mentioned it the last time I was here. If you're gonna listen to the world, you're just not gonna. I mean, it's gonna your mind is gonna get so full of stuff, and those are the things that we need to be mindful and careful. And I'm speaking for myself, you know, as I said every time I sit here and I speak to you guys, I'm speaking for myself too, because I know those things, and I acknowledge them and I feel them. And so what is that? That word discouraged. You get discouraged, and so those are the things that are, you know, that we have to fight over and over, and discourage. Anything can discourage you, and what happens now is it's something that if you're gonna listen to all the what's going on around us, it's going to discourage you, you know. But our lives, even from the beginning, our lives is full of decisions, choices that we make in life. I can make a choice, a decision, not to show up to church, and that will be coming from me. And I can make that, and perhaps that decision, that choice will cause not good things, especially my family, or you guys, friends, family. But it's a choice that you make. So we got to just be really careful of the choices we make, because for as little as small that it looks like, it can change a whole lot of things. You know, I was thinking when the tempter came to our Lord, when he fasted 40 days, which I don't see myself doing. One day and I'm all hungry, mad. Did I say it right? Nothing makes me happy when I'm hungry. I can't imagine going 40 days without eating anything. And so here it comes, a tempter, and it's his opportunity to tempt him. And if you remember exactly what he said, the first thing is they turn this stone into bread. He knew that he could do that. He could do that, And then he offered him everything in the world, all the kingdoms. He offered him protection and all those things, and Christ there turned those away. It's a really, really beautiful story to read. Those things, anybody could accept that. You and I, could say yes, because who does not want all the kingdoms? Who does not want the power, you know, to rule? But he was not dealing just with anybody, of course. He fed thousands of people with a few loaves of bread, with a few fishes. So he was able to do those things. He did it. And so looking at those things, because he chose not to listen to the enemy, everything else, even now, it has to do with that. Even in our present day, if he were to choose something like that, who knows what, how things would go. If his mother, Mary, were to not listen to the angel and to those words that he brought to her, which is like anybody right now, what would it be like, what are you talking about? It's just something that is, you know, these days, not a woman would just go with it. That's a choice they make. But all those choices, it has to do with the plan of God. You know, with Ruth, when she chose to go with Naomi, and you know, knowing who she was, someone who worshiped idols and statues, and they sacrificed their kids to theirs. Who would have thought that because her, our Lord Christ came? It's just the prophecies that we just keep seeing and coming true, and coming true. So, you know, standing here, like my brother, I appreciate the sermon this morning from my brother. We don't provide, we don't put up the biggest show ever up there. But that's the thing, you know, when Christ chose the people, he didn't choose power. You know, he didn't choose power from the beginning when the tempter tempted him. He didn't choose power. He could have been someone up there, sitting up there in the biggest chair, and anything that go wrong, we will go to him and he will make a choice for us because he is in power. He denied all that. He did not choose that. And for his word to become forward, he chose the most breakable people, ignorant, they didn't know how to read according to what it says in Acts. When they heard them speaking in many languages, they were just fishers and they had no education. God chose the most unlearned people. And the ones that feel so learners, so doctors, are they doing it for the right thing? Are they doing it for the right cause? You know, you have seen how they promote them, how they live. That's not who we are in this little church. It might be a few members right now, but there's a few members that perhaps God is happy with. A few members that decide to be here, or a few members that are watching over the live streaming. Let me say hello to my brother in Nogales, Mexico. He's watching right now. He was asking me in the last minute, where is the link? I don't have the link. So that's what I was doing. I was not texting. And those are the things that made me think about it, that it makes me not quit, that it makes me not resign. At least a few words from my mouth, they're gonna come out, and perhaps you find something of them that might help you in your life. But most of it, we are here to hear the word of God, to hear his what he has to say, to hear his words, that comes from this box that we have, which is amazing. And these things, they should bring us happiness. They should bring us happiness in our hearts. Don't care what's going on around. Don't care. You know, I have a verse in my Bible here that I want to read. And this is like where all my trust is. And this is in Psalms 23. You guys know this. I'm going to read to the four. From the, 23, Psalms 23, 1 to 4. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He made me to lay down in green pastures. He led me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He led me into paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." You know, there was at one time, there was persecution, even in the days of Moses, when they saw and witnessed all those miracles, all those plagues, they know there was a God up there. But even in those days, there was backbiting. You know, who wants to be in charge? Who's the best out of all the tribes? And what did God told them? I don't have the scripture right now, but you do remember when it says, you know, out of the 12 tribes, gather me a staff. And the ones that bloom, that's the one I chose. So God, you know, calls you. He has caused you to do his work. He has caused you to be here, not just to sit on the bench and do anything. I know we are all busy. We all have the opportunity to witness our Lord to your friends, to your families. I see a lot of young people here that were not here before, and they are here now. Why? Because they saw, and maybe one of the the guys are here with the witness to them, the love of God that we have in this church. That we don't have a show to put up, but what we read it from the Bible in the Book of Mormon. And for us, that is true. And so God calls us for a reason. He does not call us just for nothing. Our brother, what's your son? They just got baptized. Connor. I'm always forgetting names. You know me. You know, he made a choice. That I'm pretty sure he knows that choice, it comes with responsibilities. And he was willing to take that, to accept that. Sooner or later, he's going to be called to do something as a church member, as a follower. He's going to call to do something. He has entered the door, as it says in the Book of Mormon, 2 Nephi 13, that we have walked into the door. Our path, it's not over. It's you know, baptism is the beginning. It's the open door. And we're going to go through a lot of obstacles up there. And so we pray for those, especially like for our little brother who has decided to begin walking in that path, or for those who are planning or thinking to do the same thing. We pray for them, for all those who are willing to take to accept Jesus Christ in their hearts, and to follow him, and to pick up the cross and follow him and obey his commandments, which is something that we fight over and over. You know, we're not perfect. I think my brother said it this morning. We're not perfect. We fall. We fall over and over. We're going to get up. As long as you acknowledge that you have fallen, that you have sinned, Lord, please forgive me. Forgive my sins. Forgive my sins. He redeemed us. He redeemed us. When he was on the cross, and then God gave him life again, that is the promise that we have. When we see that, we read that, and I know that that is true, that is our hope. Our hope that we will have eternal life with him. Because you remember when he was in the cross, two thieves were hanging with him. And he told one of them, because he repent right in the cross, as he was still breathing. And he said, he told him, he acknowledged his wrongdoings. And because he was still have the opportunity, Christ told him, you will be in my kingdom with me this day. And so that is, this didn't put us to the last minute that you want to make that decision, but just think about it, that he is waiting. You know, it's true what it says in Scripture. I'm at the door. I'm knocking at your door. And he is just waiting for you to open to him, as we all have. And so what I'm going to read here, I hope it doesn't take too long. I already took like 20 minutes. The four spiritual laws, it talks about, you know, the gifts of God. And so I'm always all over that. I like the gifts, like to read what the gifts of God has, and because that brings me comfort to my soul, to my heart. Even now that I'm going through some stuff, and which is I ask you guys to pray for me. I have some burdens in myself that I'm going through right now, and so I don't want those things to bring me down. I want to be uplifted. I want God to pour out His spirit on me. I don't want this to take over me. I want to continue serving the Lord, and as long as I can, and as long as I could, I will do that. And as long as I'm here, you guys are gonna have to put up with me being here. I want to read from John 3:16. So number one, God loves you. God loves us. And John 3:16, we all know that verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That is a really good promise right there. And even better is that God sent his only Son because he loves us. That is amazing. That he was able to do those things, even that we fail him, even from the beginning. But he does has a plan for us, and that everlasting life is what it keeps us pushing us and keep us going hard. And like I said, there's gonna be stuff on the way, but just think about those things that if you made it, if you endure, like my brother said this morning, if you endure to the end, you see that world in the Book of Mormon over and over, endure to the end, endure to the end. No matter what happens, endure to the end. If you don't see me here next weekend, it's okay. I'm going to endure to the end. I'm not going to quit. For whatever reason, I know what I and who I believe, as it says right here in the Psalms. There's God is bigger than anything else in this world, and that's just one of the things that makes me think about it. The church is not involved with governor, with politician, with anything like that. It's not involved with that. It has nothing to do with any of that, because that's God has something else better than that for us, for all of us. I know and I understand it, and at the end, nothing matters. Nothing matters, because what do you, when you die, you go and you take nothing with you. That's what we read, that as the way you came to this world, that's the same way you're going to go. You know, we had to fight for life. We had to fight to survive. But at the end, God's will be done. God's will be done. I think our main focus is to continue following Christ and do His commandments and obey all those laws that we have from Him, that we may endure to the end. So God has a plan for all of us. In 2 Nephi 13:13, wherefore, my beloved brethren, can we follow Jesus, save we should be willing to keep the commandments of the Father, the commandments. If we are willing to keep the commandments, we will be able to follow our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I don't think as much that He's requesting from us. It's not. And so with shakiness, like with shakiness and horror, as we think that we are here standing and behind this pulpit, it makes me comfort that we are not alone, and with God, He will pour out His Spirit for us to be able to bring the message that He wants us to bring. And so we're not alone. We're not alone. So right here in 2 Nephi is reminding us that if we are willing to keep God's commandments, we should be okay. We should be okay. It doesn't have to be a difficult thing. You don't have to make it difficult. God is love, and He loves you. And He loves all of us because He wants none of us to be lost. And so that's why we see that there's a lot of signs that are going on out there, but probably it's not the time yet, but it's getting closer for what we see, that His second coming is near. And we just never know, but we should be prepared and ready for it. Not just like ignoring it, or, you know, He's, like it says, you know, He's taking His time, and people up there, they don't believe that He's gonna come back again. When He commissioned, when He gave the commandment to His disciples before He was lifted up to heaven, what did the angels tell the people, the disciples that were there? What are you doing here? Get to work. Get to work. His gospel has to be preached. His gospel. But one thing they said that it brings us comfort, that the same way you see Him going, that's the same way you will see Him come back in His glory, in the clouds, with His angels. He will be back for the ones who believe in him. Not everybody, but for the ones that believe in him. The reason that Christ came to the world, John 10:10 says, the thief come not but to steal, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I come that they might have life, and that they might have it, and more abundantly. If Christ has come to give us the eternal life, what is blocking us from believing that? That is sin. And that's a fight that we have every day of our lives. Sin is right there. It's just like the tempter was tempting Christ, we are get tempted every day. Every day. We get tempted by anything that brings pleasure to our lives. Pleasures that don't last. They don't last longer. It's just momentarily. It's not permanent. And those are the things that we fight every day. And those are the things that blocking us from belief that special gift of the everlasting life. And so our little brother, Connor, has believed that if he makes a commandment and ties that knot with our Lord, he is heading that way. He is heading to the everlasting life. He has beginning walking with Christ. And that's all we need. That's all we have to focus on those things. Because, you know, this like Brother Paul says, in our flesh, it's so... We have weakness. I have weakness. I have Donna's weakness. I have sweet weakness. Our flesh is just not as strong as you think. You fall. You can fall so easy without even thinking about it. And then when the consequence come, it's a little too late to repent. We have done things in our lives that probably you don't want others to know because it's embarrassing. But God knows. And guess what? When you accept him and be baptized and repent of your sins, all those sins, he forgets you. That's amazing. They've been washed by his blood. By his blood is everything, all those embarrassing sins that you did in your past life, they've been washed away. But they've been washed away. You are a new creation. You are a new person. You can't go back. You can't go back to the life that you used to have, that you used to live, to the things that you used to enjoy doing because you just want to fit in with your friends. Friends that maybe perhaps they're working even with the enemy to bring you down. And now that they know, they find out that you are follower of Christ, they're just looking at you, waiting for you to mess up and give you a hard time. Because we think different, we act different, perhaps we even look different. But do we care about that? Do we care about what the world thinks of us? What does it say? We're going to follow the world. The world is an enemy of God. We cannot be part of the world. God gave us a brain. And we have to use that brain the best we can to love him and to love your family, to fight for your family, to provide for your family. It doesn't say that you should not do that. You should not follow your goals. You know, he does not say that. He said to enjoy the fruit of your loins, to enjoy the things that you have may what you sweat on your forehead to enjoy life, but there's a line that we cannot go across. And once you meet that line, you just can't go over it. And thinking and know that if you fear God, you will stop. You will stop. So wherever we are, as long as you have Christ in you, you should be good. You should be good. As humans, we are tempted by sin. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and came short of the glory of God. Sin does separate us from God, from his wonderful plan that he has for us. He separates us. Don't give him the chance. Don't give him the opportunity. It's just a little one. It's just a little thing. You know, you will hear that. It's sin is sin. And we all are sinners. We need Christ in our lives because we sin every day. And if we continue pushing forward to the wonderful plan of God that we may have eternal life, only through Christ Jesus will make that. We'll endure to the end. We'll endure to the end. And we're going to do the things that he has called us to do. He called me to be a follower of Christ. He called me to be a priest of the church. He has called you to do the same thing. That is wonderful. That is a wonderful thing. Like I said, I would never see myself doing this. I have a hard time a lot of the times standing before you because I'm just afraid. I'm just afraid because I don't speak full English. And so it brings thoughts to my mind. And I just cannot let that happen. I can't let that happen. I can't let that bring me down. I can't let that discourage me for the things that I want to do from serving God. I can't let that happen. And so as long as I can, and hey, I'm 55. Who knows how many more years God is going to use me. But until then, I'll be here. I'll be here. And if those walls keep growing in front of me, I will do my best to take them down. And so I need you guys' prayers for me. 2 Nephi 7:40. Therefore, cheer up your hearts and remember that ye are free to act for yourselves, to choose the way of the everlasting death or the way of the eternal life. It's a choice. He has given us the freedom to choose. Do you choose death or you choose life? I'll choose life. You know, in the Old Testament, it was either you follow the commandments of God or you will be put to death. You will choose. Christ came to this world to make it easy for us, to make that choice easy. I don't think I would have survived in the Old Testament days. There was no mistakes made. You make one mistake, and God will open the earth and swallow you up. Just like that. We have it easy these days. And perhaps since we have Elizabeth these days, we take advantage of that and just do whatever we want to do. But that's not what pleases God's, that's not what pleases Him. Our actions will be thrown in our face when we are standing before Him, when we are being judged. And then when He will let us know all the things that we did, and we did not dare. You know, a lot of the times, I made me think about it when I speak to co-workers, you know, when the time comes, the God is going to remind them the things that when they were here. And I'm like, is He going to, you know, ask you, do you remember when Jose speak to you about me? You didn't want to listen to him. And recently I got another fight with another guy because for the same thing. And it just keeps happening over and over. We are just like a target. We are like a target in this world. In Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. Those are the things that are so, how can you ignore those things? These promises, you know, the wages of sin is death. Why would you want that? And like I said, no one hasn't come back from the dead to let you know how it is on the other side. We just had to believe in the promises of God to us. If we obey and endure, we will be able to enjoy God's kingdom. So let's try and do our best to put the sin away and not to give an opportunity for sin to take over you. And that, because that will be the end of the relationship that we have with God. And that's not what we want. You don't want to be thrown out of the garden as He did with our Adam and Eve. I want to be on the other side of the garden, not the other side. And so as long as I can, we will continue strong in our faith and our beliefs that we have in front of us. So what is the solution? In Romans 5:8, but God commanded His love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The solution is pretty simple. It's believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that He is God. Believe that He is the Father. Believe that He created everything. He created you and me in His image. He is the creator of this whole world and everything in it. Everything in it. You know, the commandment says not to adore, not to make or worship anything that it has to do, that this not has to do with Him. But, you know, we're living in days that we worship the creation and not the creator. That's just how I see it. First Corinthians 15:1-4 says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein you stand. That's where we stand, and what we have received, the gospel, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I deliver unto you first of all that which I also receive, how the Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. Those are the key words that we just hear. That he was buried and he arose again. We are not listening or hear this in vain. I know that all these words is in our hearts. And so according to the scriptures, we will continue believing in him, and not in vain. Even the perhaps there's more better things up there, they will try to replace what we know. It's been preached to us. I wasn't born in the church, but I've been here over 15 years, and it's been preaching to me over and over, and that's why I'm still here. And I know that God got me out of that bed where I was for a whole month in the hospital, that I was dying. The very last day that they were going to send me to get an implant on my liver, the very same day in the evening, my enzymes went down. It went down because Rebecca asked God to send us our sign if you're still here with us. The doctor who came and checked me, he's like, it just went one number down. Big deal, basically. Your enzymes are pretty high. After that, they dropped by the 100s. By the 100s. They went all the way down. My color came back. I was yellow as my shirt, or this was. God, I have so much to that I owe him. He blessed me greatly, and that's why I'm still here. And so how can I believe all this in vain? There is no way. 2 Nephi 13, 24 to 30, for the gate by which you should enter is repentance and baptism by water, and then come the remissions of your sin by fire and by the Holy Ghost, and then are ye in this straight and narrow path which leads to eternal life? We are in that path. But yea, you have entered by the gate. You have done according to the commandments of the Father and the Son. And you have received the Holy Ghost, which witness of the Father and the Son. Amen. Yes, it does. A witness, it help us to believe on the scriptures, on his word. The Holy Spirit that lives in us, it help us to acknowledge that we have done nothing by ourselves, but God has done it in ourselves. We can do anything without God being in our lives. We cannot do anything. And to the fulfilling of the promises which he had made, that if you enter in by the way, you should receive. And now, my beloved brethren, after that you have got into the straight and narrow path, I will ask you if it all is done. But behold, I say unto you, nay, for you have not come this far, save it were by the word of Christ, with unshakable faith in him, relying wholly upon the merits of him who is mighty to save. He is mighty to save us, all of us. Wherefore you must press forward with the steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope and love of God and all men. Wherefore, if you press forward, fasting upon the word of Christ and endure to the end, behold, thou says the Father, you should have eternal life. These are the promises that we have from them. John 14:6. Jesus saying to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes into the Father but by me. Easy scripture to remember. No one comes to the Father but by me. He is the way. He is the way. And John 10:10, he said he's a shepherd and he pays no one. He has no hire anybody. He is the keeper of the door. Only by him and through him you may enter to the kingdom of God. He is the vine. We are the branches. He is the main trunk, the tree that gives life to everything else. He gives you life, he gives me life. So the things that's going on around the world, it does bring me worries. It does bring me down. And like I said, I'm going through it right now. But my hope is in Christ Jesus. It's my hope in him. And none of this matter. None of these things matter. I know that as long as I have him in my life, in my heart, I will survive anywhere. I will survive anywhere. Salvation is a beautiful gift of God. Alma 5:27-28, ye come and go for and show unto your God that ye are willing to repent of your sins and enter into the covenant with him to keep his commandments and witness unto him this day by going into the waters of the baptism. And that is how you receive, that you inherit this beautiful gift. And whosoever does this and keep the commandments of God from thenceforth, the same will remember that I say unto him, yea, he will remember that I have said, and to him he shall have eternal life, according to the testimony of the Holy Spirit, which is testifies in me. It's a commandment. It's like an order to do. He is leading us on the right path. He will let you know of the danger that is ahead. As long as we listen to the small voice of the Spirit. And you will have a happy life. Even now, you will have a happy life. You will enjoy it. Because there's no need of the things that the world offers you. You know, as you're driving around, you see how the streets are full of homeless, and not just homeless, but people that are on drugs. Why would you want that in your life? I mean, I never done drugs, but I heard that there's something that triggers something in your brain to pour out all these chemicals on you. It makes you happy. God makes me happy. Christ makes me happy. And all my brothers and sisters makes me happy. I don't need any drugs to be happy or to feel happy. It's in me, lives in me. And if I get addicted to him, it's fine. I prefer to be addicted to Christ, not addicted to other things. Because I know that he loves me. And he's looking up to me. He is my leader. And I will continue follow him as long as I can. In John 1:12, but as many as receive him, to them give the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. That's who we are. We are not just anybody. We are his friends. We are his children. We are his sons. We are not just anybody in the world. You belong to God. You belong to him. You know how happy I was when they asked me, what do you keep yourself busy? I went, well, I work at my place. I'm a landscaper and I work for God. And that's when the questions come. Belief is a hope to come. Faith goes a long way. If we see things, our faith will not be as it should be. You know what I say? Believe in things that you don't see. There's something that there is some is good. I don't know how is I forgot the book in the Book of Mormon where he was able to see the back of God walking by him. I guess that would be my homework for tonight. But having that faith is extremely. And I don't think I'm over there yet, working on it. And we're gonna continue working not to fail, that our faith may fail. We're not gonna let that happen. In Acts 2:38, then Peter said to him, repent and be baptized, everyone of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Many people today, they don't believe they need to be baptized. And that is one wrong thing. You know, if you remember the story, there's no respect of person for God. We all his children. We all have the same right to be safe. In Acts 16:31, it says, and they say, believe. This is when Paul was in jail. And it says, and they say, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. If you remember, yeah, he was, the jail came out shaking and the doors open. But there's another story, another sermon. My point is that if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you should be safe in thy house. It's still a choice. When I make this choice, I brought all this to my house, and only a few accepted. Only a few accepted. But if you don't open your heart to God, he's not going to work on you. The seed might be planted, but it won't grow if your heart is hard. And I guess my belief is that being in the midst of all of you, God did work on my heart and soften it. And that's why I'm here. And I have so much to thank my Lord for that. In Jude 1:3-4, Beloved, when I give all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for that faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For they are sinful men, crypt and unwares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the holy Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. We deal with them. We deal with them even now. But our faith is not in the things of this world, not on the other things besides what we know, what we have heard. It's not in vain. It's in our hearts, and I know they stay in our hearts, because the sin is up there. In Ephesians 4:27, it says, don't give them a place, neither give place to the devil. Don't, because they are up there. And 1 Peter 5:9-10, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren, they are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen. He will give us what we need. He never give us more than we cannot resist or do. He will give us just enough according to our faith. And so with that, brothers and sisters, that's my message for today. I pray that you guys got something from this, knowing that we worship a living God who is watching constantly on us and every move that we do in our life. And so I love you, and I love my Lord, and I know that I'm not alone, and that he will always be with us, and he will always be with every each of you. Thank you.